Alright, so I'm going to read a movie review on Interstellar by Ben Sachs. On a visual level, Interstellar is an exceptionally well-crafted Hollywood entertainment. Director Christopher Nolan, art director Dean Wolcott, and the FX artist render the imaginary settings in stunning detail. The film is rife with brilliant imagery, a horizon of frozen clouds, an ocean wave as tall as a skyscraper, the flashing interior of a wormhole through which the principal characters fly the spacecraft. The most striking thing about these images is that we rarely encourage to ooh and ah over them. Unlike most ambitious space operas, Interstellar inspires not wonder, but a cool contemplation. Nolan and his brother Jonathan, who co-wrote the script, advance a high science perspective, incorporating such concepts as the theory of relativity and placing dramatic emphasis on research and problem solving. The movie centers on the pressing problem of how to save humanity as global warming renders the Earth uninhabitable. Set in the late 21st century, it imagines a future in which the world's population has been decimated by food shortages and ecological disasters. The United States has reverted to an agricultural society to feed what's left of the population and undo the excesses of the 20th century. Yet the human race is still in jeopardy because the atmosphere is becoming too polluted to breathe. The Nolans established this situation by focusing on the daily life of Cooper, a former pilot and engineer forced by the government to operate a farm, an all-American single parent. Soon after uncovering a top-secret NASA base, Cooper is recruited to pilot a team of scientists through space and time so they can explore distant planets that might sustain human life. Their mission must be completed as soon as possible because they will be traveling at the speed of light and time will pass much more quickly on Earth than it will for them. Oddly, Interstellar rarely feels suspenseful.